Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is a family-friendly conduit designed to enhance the mind, body, and soul. Did I say happiness? Yes, happiness. The Webster Dictionary defines happiness as a state of being that encompasses living a good life, that is, with a sense of meaning and deep satisfaction. However, sometimes obstacles can occur that interrupts the quality of life, leaving one in a state of homelessness. Right here in Macon, Georgia, Daybreak, DePaul, USA, operates as an outreach location in the Middle Georgia area, caring for the homeless and disadvantaged to help restore hope and poverty and build life of greater dignity and independence. Sister Teresa Sullivan is the Macon director of Daybreak, who manages the operation, and Jesse Dorsey is the director of events that are operated or that are held there. Each year, Daybreak DePaul organizes the Greater Macon Sleepout Campaign event, where members of the community come together to show solidarity with people living homeless in Macon and Middle Georgia and to help raise funds to support the services at Daybreak. Now, let's talk a little bit about what is Daybreak DePaul USA. It is a resource center or resource centers that provide services to individuals facing the immediate crisis of homelessness. DePaul USA resource centers are located in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Macon, Georgia. And DePaul USA provides a welcoming place where individuals can get a hot meal, relax, wash up, and do laundry, and speak with a social worker to help stabilize their lives. You know, each year with this Greater Macon Sleepout, it is a community event, a community that come together to show solidarity to the people living homeless. Every weekday in Macon, an average of 100 homeless men and women walk through the doors of Daybreak to find a warm welcome, refuge, relationships, and support. They come to this unique program to eat breakfast, to shower, wash clothes, visit the health clinic, grab a snack, and work with ease with case managers. Well, the Greater Macon Sleepout is going to be held this year, tomorrow, Thursday, February 28th, 2019. Right here in Macon, Georgia, at the Daybreak location. You can visit their website at www.maconsleepout.com. But this is a night where the community can get together and show that they care and also contribute to the cause. It is something that's very, very valuable to the people in this community. And on this night, people come together and sleep outside with them from dusk to daybreak. You may not have never been in that type of position, but you know it affects us all in some capacity. This year, Daybreak has registered at least 150 people who will be sleeping out tomorrow night, rain or shine, to show their support and solidarity. So what does that mean to you? It means that we need you. Daybreak works on removing obstacles in a person's life by establishing a relationship with them. Keep that in mind. Giving them a place to rest. Offering services to feel renewed, restored, connected. Giving them hope. You know, we say that prayer change things. And when I think about that quote, I would like for you to speak with one of the directors from Daybreak. And who am I talking with?
Sister Teresa.
Sister Teresa, welcome to Happy Talk Radio.
I am so happy to be part of it, and Jesse Dorsey, who is on our planning committee too, is also here with us.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we have about 7 more minutes left on the show, so if you would probably just tell us what this Making Sleep Out campaign is all about, we sure would appreciate it.
Well, it's a wonderful event, and you were actually doing an excellent job of describing it, and we are so grateful that you have been on our committee. And it really is an event, first of all, to raise money for Daybreak. We have about a $400,000 budget, and 100% of that budget needs to be raised each year, and this raises about a third of our budget. So we had an aggressive goal of $140,000, and we are at $116,000. And so we are hopeful, with everybody continuing to do that last plunge, that we're going to make our goal. And really, it changes people's lives. You know, in preparing for this event, I've been watching the weather frantically, saying, is it going to rain? Is it going to be cold? But, you know, each day when our people come and go, they have no control over choosing which night is going to be cold or rainy. And so the first thing we try to do is be a place where people feel welcome and they can be safe and they can be refreshed. Because until we are refreshed, we can't start thinking about, okay, how can we get through the challenges that we have? And how do we refresh them? With showers and with laundry and with food and with companionship with each other and in safe place. And then once they get stable like that, we try to look at the root causes of what may have led to their homelessness. Was it a medical issue? Our clinic will deal with that. Our case managers work with you on how to get housing, how to get employment, how to get benefits. You know, it was interesting. I was talking to Stan today, and he was telling me he's now, it was 2014, he was telling his story to me today when he started coming to Daybreak, and it was when he got out of prison, and it was like, okay, I have no ID, I have no money. He had a little money, so he started in a motel, and that ran out, and then he ended up on the streets and in the Salvation Army, but we were able to give him a place, and he kept saying, it needs to be different for me this time. And he wanted it to be different. And so by getting the resources here at Daybreak, and then he went to our computer lab and he applied for over 100 jobs before somebody hired him. And then he was a working member of our community until his health started to fail. So the question is, how can we be with people in their greatest need and then help them through so they can be all they're called to be in our community?
Well, it is apparently that Daybreak is transforming people's lives. Exactly how do they get into your program? Do they just walk through the door, or is there an application, or is there a backlog, or how is that done?
You know, the only requirement to come into Daybreak is that you're over 18, because you have, for the safety of children, you have to have adults in one place and children in another place. So you have to be over 18, and as long as you can come in that door and be nice to everybody in the room, you're eligible to be here.
Now, you have some additional participants this year, and they're Mercer students. Can you tell us in terms of how you have gotten the university involved?
You know, we have two Mercer students on our committee, but we have students from Mercer volunteering here all the time. Actually, one was here helping to serve breakfast this morning, and they have been great additions to the committee because they bring a fresh look at things. They've been helping raise money, and then Saturday they were here kind of doing touch-ups. We painted our baseboards, and we've been doing some deep cleaning so everything is sparkling when everybody comes on Thursday night. And so it's been a great addition to the team. And it goes into the fact that Daybreak really was started in collaboration. You know, it was the churches, and we worked with the different agencies that also provide services to the homeless, with Loaves and Fishes and with Salvation Army and with Make an Outreach and with First Choice Clinic. And it's because of our partnerships. We don't want to do something anybody else is already doing. So it's like, how can we complement or add to it? Because together, as a community, we can make a difference. Just like we say it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village for any time any one of us gets into a situation of struggle to get out. And, you know, like this year we've been blessed by Spread the Vote, now called Project ID. They started getting people IDs. You know, you can't go to get a job. You can't get an apartment. You can't get mental health at River's Edge unless you have an ID. And if people have had that, they don't have their Social Security, they don't have their birth certificate, they don't have their license, because a lot of that's been stolen or whatever. And so we try to work with people to get some of those core issues resolved.
Well, we have 2 minutes left, so what I would like for you to do is to share what to expect overnight and how people can get involved and when and where it's going to be tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Jesse share that.
Okay, you got 1 minute and 53 seconds.
Hi, I am very happy that you have us on today, and I just wanted to say that the Sleep Out is just such an important event for the community, and it's really a time for us all to come together and reflect on those.
Give us the location.
Vulnerable.
I have 90 seconds. I'm sorry. Give us the location.
Oh, it's at Daybreak on Walnut Street, and we sleep out 174 Walnut Street, and we sleep out right next to the building. And so we'll have dinner at 7 o'clock. Everyone will come and register before that at 6:30, and it'll be a wonderful evening with the community all together to do that.
Thank you so much, Jesse, and thank you so much, Sister Teresa, for being a guest on Happy Talk Radio. I would like to leave you with a quote that from dusk to daybreak, so don't lose hope. When the sun goes down, the stars come out, and just know you can do this. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most happy talk from coast to coast. Have a wonderful day, and we look forward in terms of seeing you at the great Macon Sleep Out. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Teresa. Thank you, Jesse.
Hey.
Hello.